Log Talk Radio.
We want to say welcome. We want to say we are so glad that you are joining us for the Advent Light Ministry Health Session. we know that that's the enemy, right? The enemy does not want to allow God's people to hear all of the wonderful miracles and the prayers that he has answered on our behalf. And so, Sister Powell, I'm going to open up your line so you can offer us a word of prayer. Can you hear us, Sister Powell? Your line is open. Sister Powell? All right, and so I'm going to go into an opening word of prayer because we know the word of God says where two or three are gathered doing the things concerning him, he is in the midst of this. And I know we're going to be in for a blessing. Heavenly Father.
All right, keep praying. So I just not into it. I don't know.
We bow before you. We bow before you. Lord, we are so thankful that you have brought us to another Thursday where we can learn more about you as it pertains to our health, as it pertains to what you have called us to do in a time like this. We know that the enemy is angry. We know he does not want your message to go forth, and he's trying to disrupt it. But, Lord, we know that you are the great I am. You are the Alpha and the Omega. And one thing we know you cannot do is that you will not fail. So we ask you even right now, Heavenly Father, to send down your Holy Spirit as we tabernacle together, as we fellowship, as we study together so that we can glean more about you, Heavenly Father. We thank you so much. The fact that you have given us your grace, your mercies, where we can come and we can share all of the goodness that you have bestowed upon your children, though we do not deserve it. And so as we tabernacle today, we ask you, Heavenly Father, that you will bless each and every person that is on this line. You will allow us to leave here changed, leave here looking more like you. We ask you for forgiveness of our shortcomings, any iniquities. We ask you to remove it from us. But we pray that you will shower us down with your spirit. We ask all of these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Your line is open, Sister Powell.
Okay, thank you. Sister Leola said it was repeating. So you can press, I think, out and don't lock it up. But you say you were repeating.
Am I repeating now?
No, I don't hear you. So clear.
Okay. Right, and I think that's what, you know, I mean, the thing shut off and stuff, yeah. So we know that, you know, God, we know the enemy will not prevail over your children today. And so we pray that you will continue to keep the line clear and crisp so that so whatever the enemy is trying to put our way, it will be bounded up. All right? Amen and amen. Go ahead, Sister Powell.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, my dear beloved Sister Stephanie, for opening my line, and also thank you for prayer. Welcome, my dear beloved, on Advent Edge. You're not hearing?
You're low. Sound like you're a little far away from the phone.
I turn up this thing. I can't get it no higher.
All right, that's good. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I mean, I think
Welcome again, my dear beloved, on Advent El Thursday night. Welcome one, welcome all. We will start our program. Sister Stephanie had prayed. We are going to read our scripture passage, and our scripture passage, can you just read somebody there who can read for me? Genesis 1, 29, 30, and 3 John 1 to 4, and Revelation 22, 1 to 2. Thank you. Someone would like to read?
I'm going to open this line for the reading of Genesis 1, 29, Genesis 1, verse 29, and the last portion of 30, 2, 2, 5, 3, 3, 7. Your line is now open.
Amen, amen. I can hear you. Yes, I can hear both of you clear. So let me get back to my Genesis, okay? Amen. Genesis 1:29, and God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the sorry, Sister Stephanie, somebody is calling me, and I can't read. I'm not at home. Let me hang up on this person.
All right, I'll continue. Genesis 1, verse 29, and the last portion of 30 says, And God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. And the last portion of 30 says, I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. If we could have a reader for the next, that was the Old Testament, we're segueing to the New Testament, the third epistle of John, verses 1 through 4, and I'm going to open this line, 518-482. Your line is now open.
Thank you. Just looking at the line. It says, I read, the elders unto the well-beloved Christ, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Consinelli and Sister Leola, for that scripture. Go ahead, Sister Powell.
All right, my dear beloved.
Revelation
22:1-2. You going to read it for me? Hello, hello, you there?
Yes, I am. I was on mute. Revelation 22, verses 1 and 2 says, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, verse 2, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves, I want y'all to pay attention to this, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. Not even the fruits, the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. Here ends the reading of the Holy Scripture, Revelation 22, verse 1 through 2.
All right. Thank you, my dear. Thank you, Sister Consinelli, also Sister Stephanie, and Sister Consinelli, for reading those scriptures. And as you impress on the leaf of the tree, the leaf, right, will be for the healing of the nation. That's what God promised us. So we know that God loves us so much, right, and he wants us to get healing. And I just give God thanks for what he has done for us, right? And we are looking forward for his coming and also looking for him to guide and to keep us so that we can go to share these wonderful, wonderful promises that he have given unto his children, how we should live, what we should use, and we are so grateful for that. So at this time, my dear beloved, welcome again. Welcome those from Maryland. Welcome those from Louisiana and also Tennessee, K, Kingston, Jamaica, from the Netherlands, Canada, and Japan, and all over. We welcome you, and we do hope that you will have a wonderful time with the Lord, as we all will be sitting at his welcome table to feast upon his word. So I just want to give God thanks. And this is the time now that I know that you guys aching hear some of the wonderful, wonderful natural remedy that you have been using throughout the year and even at this present time to boost your immune system. So the line is yours, so you can start to share, teach a minute, so that we can go through and, you know, and remember temperance. I always trying to remember temperance.
All right, I'm going to open this line, 423-635. 423-635, your line is now open.
Yes, hi, good evening, Sister Powell, Sister Stephanie, and my brothers and sisters. This is Sister Carla calling from Tennessee. I'm just thanking the Lord for his goodness, his mercy, his love, and the blessing that he has bestowed upon us each and every time we wake up and open our eyes, and, you know, the many, many blessings in his words and also in the book of nature, which I am right now in the book of nature. So I just wanted to share about lemon balm, which I, you know, I got some lemon balm tea and also some nettle, but I'll be speaking about the lemon balm. And we know it's a member of the mint family. And lemon balm is a common herb, and it's used as far back as the Middle Age. So, you know, it's not something new that man has put together. It was already been used, and it's been, you know, back since the Middle Age. And it's to reduce stress, anxiety. It's to promote sleep. Those that have issues sleeping and stressful anxiety, lemon balm tea, lemon balm mint will help reduce that. It's also improve appetite. Those that, you know, need to gain some weight, having problem with appetite, eating, it will improve appetite and ease pain and discomfort from the indigestion, you know, heartburn, burns and stuff like that. It will help that, and it also helps those that have gas and bloating, and for babies, you know, for colic. Babies sometimes usually have colic, and lemongrass is good for that. And as I'm talking about, I'm sorry, lemon balm. And as I'm talking about that, I'm reminded of, I just learned day before yesterday about the leaves of the strawberry. The leaves of the strawberry are good for sleeping aid too, and they're powerful. So it will help you if you boil the leaf of the strawberry. It will help those that have problem with insomnia and going to sleep. So God is truly our Father, the Creator, because he has set all these things for the healing of our body, for the healing of the nation, which is each and every one of the people in the world. So thank you again for opening up my line, Sister Stephanie and Sister Powell. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Sister Carla, for blessing us with that. And we know we have been talking and learning about the lemon. And so definitely I can, it makes sense that the lemon balm is just as powerful and awesome as the lemon itself. So we thank you so much for that. Anyone else would like to share, as Sister Powell says, a health tip, teacher minute, something that you have been utilizing that has been awesome? We know we have the eight doctors that makes house call, nutrition, exercise, water, sunlight, temperate, ear rest, and trust in God. We need to make sure that we're utilizing all of them, right? As Sister Powell says, sometimes we do one more than the other. And so we want to remember those, and they're free, technically, right? We pay for water and stuff, but, you know, those are natural stuff that man did not create, amen? And so now is the time for you to share. All right, I'm getting ready to open this line, 225-337, 225-337. Thank you again, Sister Carla. Your line is now open. Check to see if it's not on mute. I think she might have dropped. Okay. All right. We'll come back. All right. 518.
Okay. Okay. I will.
518-482. 518-482. You want me to open that line? 518-482. Your line is now open.
Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for opening my line. Okay. This evening, first, I must say that I went to see my brother this evening in the nursing home, and I was happy to see him doing well. He was sleeping, but he got up and he ate while I worked for him. I don't know if they had fed him. I didn't ask them, but when I went there, I fed him, and he ate every single thing. I clean him up and shave him and leave him there. So I thank God for that, because it's a few weeks. My brother wasn't feeling well too, and he didn't get to go. So I went there today. Thank God he's good. I'm happy to be on this line this evening for many reasons. First of all, for God's protection over us during the first few working days of this week that has passed and gone, and we are almost to another weekend. This evening, I just want to say that I want to give you something that I personally use for my sickness. And we, every one of us, or most of us know what it is. We know about black strep molasses. It is very high in potassium. And this is what I use. I use that a teaspoon every day, because potassium is needed by anyone with hypertension. Because for me, I was losing potassium. I would go into the bathroom steadily, and when you do that, you're losing your potassium faster than the body can use it. It's the drugs. Diuretics make them peel off too much potassium from your body, right? So you need to give them more. I like my black strep molasses because it is balanced in potassium, magnesium, and calcium. My body had needed that, and I am thankful to the Lord. I am feeling much better now. I move very cautiously with that treatment. So remember, to exercise is so important for the heart too. We are back to the 8 doctors. If you follow those 8 doctors, you will not get the disease of the Egyptians. It is because we have violated these laws that the disease of the Egyptians afflicts us. Let us walk at his own pace. Let everyone walk at his own pace. Remind everyone to work is not exercise. Exercise is something you enjoy doing, something you look forward to doing, something that you can put your heart into, right? So if you have had a hard day's work, still need to enjoy a nice week. Right? You always need that. He said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Once you correct your habits, you get out from under stress. And we will find that we will have better health. We have a clear mind, and we will be able to discern God's will for us. So that is my little contribution this evening from my own experience and what I'm using presently. Molasses. So anybody you know have a lot of stress, and you could advise them to use molasses, because you have to remember molasses is good, but if you're a diabetic, you have to go easy on that, because, you know, diabetics can use too much of sugar. their diabetics written. So thank you, Sister Stephanie, for opening my line. May we have a very good time together here this evening, given our little tips. Thank you. God bless.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Canzinelli, for sharing, and also we thank God that you was able to go to look for your brother and also treat him, give him a little treatment. God is so good. Yes, and I do know that Malassi is very good. Very, very good. I use it most of the times in my cooking and also in my baking, make good gravy, you know, so you just have to be mindful because it's a little sweet. As Sister Consinelli said, they're diabetic. You have to be careful using that. Thank you again for sharing. Yes, my dear Sister Stephanie, I want to thank you. Anyone else would like to share? Got each a minute, and then we can go into prayer. We have some time. Yeah.
Sister Powell, I know for me. So this is, you want us to share the remedies or praise report or both? Or
and you can
okay.
Tie them in.
All right. Okay. All right. Because, I mean, I am just wanting to say to you all, beloved, I remember I told you last week I was feeling lethargic. I'm telling you, I just went back to school. You all know that. And it really has been, you know, a toll on me, right? And so initially I was just kind of covering the classes. You know, that was fine. I like that going in. But now he gave me the second grade, because I told you the second grade teacher walked off. She was like, I'm leaving. This is ridiculous. And I could understand why. There's no support. She's a younger, newer teacher, not a lot of experience, still in school, actually. And so she has no support. So I went in there, and, you know, what he did was he reshuffled the class because her homeroom class, they were doing much better academically. They went together. Their behavior was okay. You know what I mean? And I could go in, and I could rock and roll with them with the work. And so he mixed them up. And I know he did it for a reason because, you know, he's trying to get me. You know, that's what the devil does. But, you know, we know that God says, I'm going to hide you under my wings. So I don't have to worry about that. So I told you about the little girl who threw the orange at me and pushed me and was just like really, really demonic, enraged for absolutely no reason. And so we know that that's not the child that is doing that, right? That's not the flesh. That is the demon that is walking through. And once I recognize that, and I know that God has prepared me, he has shielded me for over 2 years. I have not been in the building. And so God has given me the patience because I'm telling you, beloved, the old me, she would have gotten a Jamaican kind of go into the grave type of thing. You know how we do, right? And so God has prepared me and said, no, my child, that's not what I want you to do. Fast forward now, I've been in the room. I've been in the room. Last week was my full week in the room for 5 days. The other week I was in there for four. So that's 5 and 4, 9. And then 4 today. So I've been in the room for 13 days. 13 days. Not a full 2 weeks, right? And let me tell you, that little girl is so much calmer. She would rage and she would run out of the room and she would not sit down, would not do anything, would not participate in anything. But what happened now, because of the fact that you all have been praying on my behalf and praying, and we have been fervently praying for our children, and we were even praying for that little girl before we even knew her. Right? Remember? We were praying for all of the children, all of the teachers, and we didn't even know her yet. But the prayers were going up on her behalf. And she came in on Monday. I have my hair in two. I have my hair in like 2 months. So it's, you know how we used to part it in the middle symmetrically and, you know, put a bun in it and wrap it around. I guess we call it we call it the tiny bumps in Jamaica. They're calling it like the Bantu, that's a new thing. So my hair is in two, and I wrap it around. So I wrap the hair around. And I did that last week, right? And so first I had it down where it wasn't wrapped around, right? the first week, and then this last week I had it wrapped around. So I saw her. She came to school. Why the little girl looked like me? Her hair was just like the way I had it. But what I did with it, it was the next week now, I wrapped it around so it looked like the little bun. She came with the same, she went in the bathroom, and she wrapped the hair around. And I said, okay, all right, God, I see you working. She coming in there much more calmer, sitting down, following the instruction as best as she can right now, because we know she's in a spiritual warfare as well. The enemy's using her. But because of your faithful prayer, she's much calmer. When I spoke to her, I said, you know, I'm going to need you to sit down and follow the rules. She's raising her hand. I told her, I said, you need to get a pass before you leave out of the room. So she's trying her best to follow those directives. I know she's in the great controversy or the great controversy where she wants to do the right thing, but the enemies tell her to do the wrong thing, and she doesn't understand that she's in that battle. I did call her mom last week and let the mom know that, you know, she was very much off the day before, but today her behavior was a little better. Because you want to give some kind of encouragement. She told the Spanish teacher yesterday. Was it yesterday? Yesterday. I'm going to slap. No, I think it was Tuesday. I'm going to slap the black off you. I said, girl, what? I said, did you just know that you threatened a teacher? This is what she said she's 8 now. 8 years old. Going to tell a teacher, fix her mouth to tell a teacher, I'm going to slap the black off you. Tell me if that's not demon running through the child. And so I told her, you know, I talked to her. I said, you know, I did tell the teacher, you need to write it up and let the principal know. Then he's going to try to put it back on me, and the teacher. So the bigger issue is I can call her home and tell her mother what she's doing, and her mother might give her some consequences. But the bigger issue is that there are no consequences when she comes to school. She lies. She tells them whatever she wants to tell them. You know, she told them, oh, she need to come to my room to get her homework. I don't want to be in any room with her without somebody is in there, because I know she's not the most honest child. And so I don't want her to be like, oh, Miss Powell hit me, da-da-da-da-da, whatever, whatever, right? Because they will believe her, even though they know that she's dishonest, right? So she came to the room, did not have any homework, which I knew she didn't have any homework. But the adults that are in charge of the building, they don't ask her these questions. They don't give her absolutely any consequence. So I'm working with her through the Holy Spirit is working. I'm working with the Holy Spirit. And she came to me. She actually earned because I give them out like a little treat. It could be like, you know, little snacks and stuff like that. She did earn, one of the time I was just giving her peppermint. So that's all she would get from the purple bucket. I have different tiers of stuff. So she would get the peppermint from the purple bucket. And I know she really didn't want the peppermint. But I want her to feel like, okay, you can earn something. You know what I mean? Your day's not lost, because that's the type of person, child she is, right? And so her behavior was good enough so she could move up to the yellow bucket, where she was able to get a choice of 3 items, right? And so she was like, oh, well, can I get this? And I was like, sure, because she was really, really trying. She's really trying. It's not the issue of the child. It's the issue that the adult doesn't have consequences for her. And she knows that she can't get away with what, you know what I mean, with what she, the bad behavior or the inappropriate behavior. So I watched her. She literally took her Cheerios and threw it on the floor. Tell me that's not demonic. Out of nowhere, threw it on the floor. I didn't say anything to her. I made her do it. After she was done, you know, all this time I'm praying. I'm telling you, I'm praying. I'm like, God, give me the right thing to say. So I called her. I said, come here. Just as quiet like this. I said, come here. I said, take a pass, and I want you to go next door and ask the teacher right in front of us for if we could borrow her broom and her dustpan. So she went, but then the kids told me she went the opposite way. So when she came back, I said, where did you go, right? She came back with the broom. I said, no. She came back to me, and I said, where did you go? She said, oh, Ms. Paul, when I went into the room, the teacher wasn't in there, so I went to go find her. So I said, okay. I said, but you need to come back to me and let me know that, right? Because I'm the one that gave you the directions to go. And if I'm seeing and the kids are telling me you went somewhere else, that means you did not follow my directive. You are not being principal, and you did not follow what I asked you to do. I said, do you understand that that's not safe and that's not being trustworthy? Because I asked you to go to point A and you went to point B. She said, Ms. Paula, I understand. So after, you know, I got it, she explained. And I said, there's nothing wrong with your explanation, but you need to come back and let me know she's not in there so then I can tell you what else I need to do. So I ended up, she said, okay, Ms. Paula, she came back. So I said, go and get the broom. Just as nice while the other kids are still doing their stuff. Just as nice and calm. I mean, I didn't even know that my mouth could get so quiet. I'm a Powell, so I didn't know that my mouth could get so quiet. But I know the Spirit of God can work through me. And so I said, okay, and I'm going to need you to go sweep that up, okay? Thank you so very much. And she started, you know, she did the broom a little bit, and then she said, I can't sweep. I said, you don't do chores at your house? She said, no, my mother let my sister do it. So I said, okay, no problem. I went over there, and I showed her. I said, this is it. And I know what she wanted me to do, she wanted me to show her. She's trying to get my attention. But anybody know me, if you're doing inappropriate thing, you will not get my attention. So when I saw her that she was trying to use the broom, I went over there and I showed it to her. And then she started sweeping. And she said, thanks, Miss Powell. Thanks for showing me how to do it. And I said, okay, thanks for sweeping it up. And she swept it up and she threw it in the trash. And her day, I'm not saying now, don't quote me wrong, her day is not 100%, but from somebody that is coming from negative 50, she is now at a 65, 70%. And that is a great, that is enough to say hallelujah, right? Because I know for the next couple of days that I'm in the building, I know that that girl is going to get to the point where she is going to be a model student. You know why? I trust that God that says he who start a good work in us is going to finish it, and that we are to suffer the little children to come unto him. So I know that it is in his will to transform this little child. The other little one that sprayed me, she's been out for 5 days, but even last week I saw that her behavior is turning around. I don't know what happened. She hasn't been in the building for, 4 days now. But I know that God is working on behalf of these children, right? Because it is our responsibility. And the Word of God says we're to train up the child in the way they should go and they will never depart. So I know that I've only been with her for a short period of time, but I know that God has been with her forever. So continue to pray for them. Pray for our teachers. We're coming to the end. Pray for my principal because he's still doing some sideways stuff. But here's the thing. I know that God has got me. I know that without a shadow of a doubt. So those are my praise report. Lemon is always good. I'm gonna co-sign. I've been using the lemon water. My throat is a little bit raspier today because the building is so cold. And so I don't know if they have it that cold because of the pandemic and they want the airflow to be, I don't know. But it has been very cold in there, causing me to have, you know, this throat kind of hoarse thing. And then the allergies too, and so I will be doing some lemon water just now. I love my clove tea. I've been utilizing that, my ashwagandha. I've been utilizing that. You know, I love my turmeric. Those are some of my go-to things, and my lentil and my chickpeas. All right, then. God's blessing, peace, and love, Sister Paul. Thank you for opening my line.
Okay. All right. Thank you, my dear, for sharing. You hearing me?
Yes, ma'am. We're hearing you.
Okay. All right. Thank you for sharing, boy, from actually 50 to 65%. Oh, she is doing good. God is
from
able
zero.
To do
no, 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 no. From, no, no, no. From negative 50. Negative 50. This
oh.
child was,
oh,
she would
okay,
run, she would cuss you out to 65.
Okay. All right. Well, God is working through her, and we will still continue to pray for those children. Those children need our prayer, and we are asking all of us on this line, let us lift up these children. These children, if there is no other time, they need us. They need the prayer now. And you know what? As you guys were sharing all the wonderful things, I'm going to share this one. And this one is one that is causing and allowing those children to turn, you know, to be trying to help. And this is love, right? Love. And I saw where love was in your heart with those children. All that they have done, it's the love of Jesus Christ within you through the Holy Spirit. Allow you, you know, to sit back, despite it might be hard, you know, and to come to the Lord with it, to present it to the Lord. And that presentation, the Lord, hear your cry. And these children, I'm telling you, God is going to use them mightily. So thanks. So my remedy here, my natural remedy is love. 'Tis love that makes us happy. 'Tis love that smooths the way. It helps us mind. It makes us kind to others every day. God is love. We are his little children. God is love. We would be like him. 'Tis love that makes us happy. 'Tis love that smooths the way. It helps us mind. It makes us kind to others every day. And when this life is over and we are called above, our song shall be eternally of Jesus and his love. God is love. We are his little children. God is love. We would be like him. It's love that makes us happy. It loves us smooth the way. It helps us mind. It makes us kind to others every day. Amen. My dear beloved, God is love. This evening, no, I think it was around 2 o'clock, I was at the front porch, and I saw a lady came out from two houses below me, and she was putting out her trash. Then she turned her face, and I said, hello, that's a new person on the block, right? My new neighbor on the block. And she put down the trash and she came up. You know, and she said, how are you doing? I said, I'm doing good. You know, we were there chit-chatting. You know, right there, welcome her in the neighborhood because it's, you know, she's new. Her son was living there with his wife and 2 children. But when she talked to, when we were sharing, she let me know that was her son, the mother for that boy. So we were there talking and, you know, after talking good to her, you know, I just said, you know what? I just introducing you to the Lord, you know. He said, yes, I love the Lord. She said, I love the Lord. And then she started to share her testimony, right? First, I saw this lady and we become acquainted just by her in the neighborhood. And she came up and we started to build a conversation. Then she said to me, you know what? I love the Lord. And the reason why I love the Lord, so I went through 3 strokes. I did not know I would be here. And my good Lord spared my life. And I am here. So I have to give him all the praise. So I said to him, yes, my dear, you have to give him the praise. The Lord is not ready for you. Right? You have a work here for him to do for him, right? To go and share your testimony, oh, God is good and what God have done for you. So my dear beloved, all this come because of God is love and we are his little children. So wherever we go, we can present his love. We can share with others. We can love them. Just as how we love the Lord, we have to love others, as he said in his word. So I just thank God for that testimony. So I have a new friend on the block and also a person who willing. She said, you must come, you know. We can come and have tea together and we can come and study together. So you know, the you have to say the door is open, right? The door is open. So just pray that your name, Louisa. Yes, Louisa. Yes, she name, a Dominican Republic. So I'm asking you to pray, continue to. You lift her up in prayer when your spare time in your closet and pray for her that God will pour out a blessing on you. Yes, my dear beloved, now is the time we are going in prayer.
Sister Powell.
And we can pray.
Sister Powell.
Uh-huh.
There's some hands that are up that I want to get to them before to give them the opportunity
to give
their praise report and their testimony. I'm going to open this line, 985-232. Welcome. Your line is now open.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. I thank God for watching over us and waking us up today. I was just enjoying the beautiful text and all the lovely praise reports, and thank God he's working on a lot of our behalfs, because God is an awesome God, and he works it out. So I would like to read this devotion prayer. You give us true hope. Lord, hope that is based on the surest thing in all the universe, even on your promise. Give us the faith to hope for things yet unseen. Give us the patience to endure all things without losing sight of our hope. You, Lord, are our hope and our everlasting reward. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That's wonderful words of encouragement. We thank the Lord. We love the Lord. I just love to hear his words. And what a blessing, Lord. We just thank him. And I just tell you, I just get excited. And every time my mind always focuses back where he brought me from, and I just get so rejoiced. And I'm saying, Lord, I never thought I'd be so happy just rejoicing in the Lord like this, thanking him for where I came from and what he did for me and how he raised me and John up just in a nickel bed of affliction. But we thank him, Lord. We love the Lord. And I know if it could be done for us, it could be done for a lot of us. So we thank God for his love, his care, his everything he has given to us. And we love him, too. So I thank God tonight for everyone. Just ask for prayer for all our Advent Light members on and off the line and missing. And we pray for those all around the world and the sick, the homeless, and whatever situation they're in. We pray that the Lord keep them and pray he watch over them and he continue. We know he's going to do the work. So I just thank everybody because I know it's a lot of people want to get on. And I just thank the Lord for everything. So it's only me tonight. So John wants to take the evening walk. So praise the Lord and thank God for everything he's doing for us. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much, Sister Brenda. There's some more, Sister Paul. You have a full house, and so we definitely want to hear your participants, the wonderful participants, to share what God has done for them. So I'm going to open this line, 518-650, 518-650. Your line is now open.
Amen.
Hello. Good evening.
Amen.
I was just in the kitchen, and I remember I said, but Sister Powell line is on Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. I don't forget. So I hurry up, wash my hands, and come and dial the number. I would like to sing this song, and I would like to pray, and I would like to thank God for his keeping care, for his tender mercy. God have been so good to me. I cannot testify of God's goodness. Because what God have done for me, I don't know. I just tell him thanks every minute I walk. I say, God, I thank you. I praise you. I magnify your name. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hands have provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above. Joy be to nature in manifold weakness. To thy great faithfulness, mercy and love. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hands have provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth. Zion, their presence to share and to guide. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 besides. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hands have provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. And I would like to read a little two verse of Lamentation 3, verses 22.
32 and 23.
No, Lamentation 3, verses 22 and 23.
Amen.
It is of the Lord's
Amen.
Mercy that we are not consumed.
Yes, God.
Because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with you, O God. You change us not, and your compassion they fail not. As thou hast been, you will forever with me. Thank you for your faithfulness over all of us, O God, because you have kept us from day to day. You give us life. You give us food, clothes, shelter. You bring us to work and you bring us back. O God, you keep us from the hands of the enemy. It's not because we are lucky and it's not because we are good, but God, is because of your mercy. Your mercy. Your goodness. You cover us, Lord. Lord, help us to be faithful. Help us to be true, Lord. Help us to put away self. Help us to put away pride. Help us to put away boastfulness and to look to you, God, to call upon you. Don't look to the right. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the north. Don't look to the south. Just keep our mind fixed on you, because, God, without you in our life, there's nothing we can do, and we are nothing. Bless this prayer line, Lord, and bless each and every one that come on this prayer line. When we are on this line and when we are elsewhere, help us to remember that you is God and God alone. You have created us. You have given us life, and we are living because of your goodness and your mercy. Lord, I put every mother, every father, every child this evening before you. All over the world in diverse places, you see how many things are going on, Lord. It's just because of your mercy and your goodness why all of us all over the world are alive. Oh, God, we trust you. We adore you, Lord. We magnify you, praise you, we exalt you, we lift you up and we give you thanks, because your name is more than words can explain. Mighty God, your name is more than worthy to be praised. So, Father, take us in charge this evening, God. Lead us and guide us into your path of righteousness. Teach us what to do. Lord, we want to be like you in mind, body, and spirit. Help us to put away our pride and our full self and our self that is nothing but a stumbling block, oh God. Lord, only you alone can make us into what we want us to be. And without you, God, we are nothing. So, Lord, touch us, oh God. Anoint us, purify us. Be with all our families, oh God, our children, our grandchildren, our brothers, our sisters, all our blood families, all of us that are on the line this evening, oh God, and those that are listening in the background, and put each and every one before you, God. Please, Jesus, have your way in our life and let your will be done in our life. Help us to remember and to know that there's a day is coming and you are coming back, and we must be ready, get ready, stay ready, Lord, to meet you as our God who we have been long waited for. Lord, bless this line. Bless him speak, oh God, and as he speak, let him not speak from his mouth, but let words come from your throne so that it may touch someone's heart. Thank you for hearing, Lord. Thank you for answering, God. Thank you for healing the sick, feed the hungry, clothe the naked, open shelter for the homeless, Heavenly Father. Lord, what I fail of asking you this evening, fail not to grant it unto me. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. I pray and I give you thanks. In the blessed name of Jesus Christ, with thanksgiving I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much. Sister Barnaby? Yes. Amen, amen, amen. Blessing to hear your voice. Thank you for that prayer and that testimony and that song. Great is thy faithfulness. Amen and amen. All right, Sister Paul, we have a full house. We still have some other individuals that have their hands up, and we want to make sure that we get to them so we can hear what God has done on their behalf. And so I'm going to open this line, 225-337. 225-337, your line is now open.
Amen. Good evening, my brothers and sisters. I want to thank the Lord for his blessing and for hearing all the testimonies and the praise. It just gives my heart just a blessing to hear all these praise and just to be on this prayer line. So I want to thank my Father for what he is doing, first of all, because I know this is so much encouraging to hear the prayers, to hear the praise. And Sister Stephanie, what you said about that child, Lord have mercy. If you did not speak same words when my daughter has spoke, she called me and she told me, she said, Ma, we got this one little girl that's so demonic. I'm like, I said, I can't believe y'all are in two different ways, state support, and you have children. So, you know, just hearing all these things and seeing how happy you are just to be relieved or get a break from school and Nicole get this break. And but yet that prayer that we've been lifting up children and that child is turning around. You know, that's what it takes. They don't get it in the home, but we have to continue to do this because the children will never get it. So praise God that we are faithful and that we are the steward that God used to claim that on this prayer line. So thank you so much. And I just want to give God thanks for that. And also I want to thank the Lord for my blessing. My husband and I had an anniversary yesterday, 8 years. You know, that's truly a blessing with so many divorced. The divorce rate is high. I thank God for that. That's 8 years of marriage. So, and then I also thank him for being on this prayer line. You see, sisters and brothers, it's no one but God kept me on this prayer line. We have been here now. I believe I've been married 10 years, so I was a couple of years or so before I was on the prayer line. So I'm assuming it's about 10 or 11 years. So it's a blessing to be consistent with God. So I'm thanking him for that, sister. That's my praise, Sister Stephanie. Being on this prayer line 10 years, that's truly a blessing. So thank you for opening my line to give God that praise. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, sister.
Amen.
Thank you, Sister Leola. Thank you, Sister Leola, for coming on. And you know what we said? Happy anniversary, that even though it's gone, you know, God is good. God kept you guys, and you know what? You grow in Christ, right? That is wonderful. So, and also the prayer line. Thank you for sharing. And is there anyone else? Sister Stephanie, anyone else? Any more hands up?
Can you hear me?
No, I didn't hear you this way.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I hear you now.
Okay, you weren't hearing me before?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay, all right, no problem. And so, yes, Sister Paul, we have one more hand. This is the night of praise and thanksgiving and prayer requests. God is good. He's great. He's worthy to be praised. And we want to hear from you.
Yes.
So we're going to open the line about how good God has been good in your life. Great is thy faithfulness. Amen. 857-505. 857-505. Your line is now open now.
Hey, amen. Hello, Sister Power. Hello, Sister Stephanie. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am so blessed, Sister Stephanie and Sister Power. I am so blessed with that song, Sister Power and Sister Stephanie, because that song, I love that song a lot, Sister Stephanie. Great is my faithfulness. Oh, Sister Stephanie, I feel like singing that song again because Sister Stephanie and Sister Power, God is so good. He's the awesome God. He's the mighty God. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. Oh, hallelujah. I feel like singing that song at this moment.
Brother Eli, what we'll have you do at the closing, we will give you the opportunity to sing that song again at the closing. So if you can just give us your praise report, your testimony, and your prayer request at this time, you can certainly do that. We thank
Amen.
You so much for your goodness,
Amen,
for how you
Stephanie.
God's goodness. And so you can give us your praise report, your testimony, your prayer request, and then at the end, we will allow you to close out with that song. Amen?
Amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie. My prayer request, Sister Stephanie and Sister Power, is to pray for my mom. Lift up my mom in prayer. My mom needs a lot of prayer. Sister Stephanie and Sister Power, don't forget to lift up dear Sister Tamiko, who's not on the line at this moment. So world. Please lift her up in prayer or on your prayer closet. Pray for Sister Tamiko and her family members. Don't forget to pray for her mother-in-law. Don't forget to pray for Sister Dorothy. Lift up Sister Dorothy in prayer. Don't forget to lift up individuals in prayer too. Sister Stephanie, that I work at Bakehope, and Sister Stephanie, I would like to thank Sister Power, Sister Stephanie, because Sister Stephanie, Sister Power, Sister Stephanie, it's very loving, Sister Power. See, Sister Stephanie, Sister Power is very loving on this prayer line. She is the mother of this ministry, Sister Stephanie. I would like to thank Sister Power for praying for her yesterday, Sister Stephanie. Sister Stephanie, I am so blessed. I would like to thank Sister Powell for praying for her, for praying for the others too, Sister Stephanie, that God will change the others. Sister Powell say, God will change that person. And Sister, hallelujah, Sister Miola and Sister Stephanie, I am so blessed that God will change that person. God will deliver that person. God will change that person in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Sister Benedict. Sister Benedict, you have to say hallelujah.
Amen.
Because my dear
Amen.
Sister, God
Amen.
Will change that person.
Amen.
God pray for Brother Brian. Sister Stephanie,
Amen.
Pray for Brother Brian because he needs a lot
Amen.
Of prayer too.
Amen.
Pray for Brother Brian and pray.
Amen.
Pray for everyone,
brothers
and sisters. Amen.
Absolutely. Amen. 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 Thank you so much, Brother Eli, for sharing that, the goodness of God. He is absolutely amazing. We concur with you, and we will definitely keep those individuals that you have asked us to pray for in our prayers. We'll lift them up. We are so thankful that God has blessed us with Sister Powell. You're absolutely right. The matriarch, the mother of the line, right, through the strength that Christ Jesus has given her and have called her as and the team, the Advent Life Ministry, Sister Leola, Sister Carla, Brother Rick, amen, God has called them together to be able to finish this work with this ministry. So we thank God for each and every one of them. And I'm getting ready to open this line, and I'm going to say this before I say that, before I open this line. If you have, I know you always have some current event and some great things. If you want, I can be brief with what I have and defer the rest of the time to you so that you can share what you have in store for God's people. 631.
Amen.
631-552, your line is now open.
Blessing, good evening, everyone. Thank God for his grace and his matchless love towards us, his people. Happy to hear that Brother Eli was praying for so many people. I'm glad to hear that Sister Barnaby is back on the line. And it's truly a blessing. And the work that Sister Powell is doing there in Jamaica is so amazing. You know, God is using her. You know, many people say that they are retired, but Sister Paul is letting you know once you're a servant of God, you cannot be on retirement. You always have to be on duty. So I really appreciate what you're doing down there, Sister Paul. And we have a brother coming down there in August from Wildwood, I think. I think it's not Wildwood, one of those schools there, Adventist L School. I don't remember the name out of my head. He's going to come down there for a week doing an L seminar down there and providing things for the people, go doing some outdoor ministry down there. So the world people are coming on board because many people are recognizing that time is truly wrapping up, you know, and we have to be on duty so that men and women will know that Jesus Christ is coming soon. I just want to share a quote that I got from one of my friends. It's just a quote that has so much meaning. It said, "Isn't it wild that people are so afraid of germs, but will gladly consume carcinogens, toxins, pesticides, and harmful chemicals on a daily basis in their food, drink, skin, home, and body care without batting an eye. So that's just a thought.
Wow. Powerful.
So I'll be back later for just a few more information that I want to share on ELDS.
Absolutely.
But I'll do it after you finish. Amen.
Absolutely, yes. And I will be brief so that I, you know, as the time is up on us, I will be brief. I will just present, you know, what God has put on my heart, and then I will defer the rest of the time to you, Brother O'Neill. Is that okay?
No problem. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Brother O'Neill, for that. That was a powerful thought that you just gave us, right? The fact that we're so afraid of germs, right? And actually, we need germs in order to stay healthy, the truth be told, right? And so I like the connection that we're so afraid of the normal germs, right? But how much we put in our bodies, how much toxin we put on in our bodies, as you said, by what we're eating, what we're putting on our skin, what we're using to bathe, you know, what we're using to consume, all of that stuff. It is amazing. And sometimes we don't think about that, right? And so that's food for thought right there. And so, Sister Powell, I'm going to defer it back to you. We have gotten everyone who had their hands up, and so you can go into your prayer. I know we're lingered a little longer, but we are so thankful that we have individuals on the line. Let me. I see one. Hold on. I just want to make sure that I got everybody. 804-238. I don't want to miss anybody. I'm not sure if the hands were up, so I'm just going to give the opportunity to open the line for a minute. 804-238. Your line is now open. We want to be able. We have a full house, and we're so thankful that you decide to join the Advent Light Ministry Thursday health session. It would not be the same if you were not here with us. 804-238, your line is now open. All right, so let me. All right, there's one more. 754-802. Your line is now open.
Hey, praise the Lord, saints. This is Brother Brian. I want to thank Brother Eli for his prayer for me, because, yes, I can use all the prayers I can get. Melvin, I want to pray for my cousin Brendan. You know, he had a near-death experience this past week. The truck that he was driving, and I caught on fire. But it's a good thing that he noticed what was going on, and he was able to come clear off the truck. I mean, he lost some things, but praise God, he didn't lose himself in that. So I want to thank God that he's okay. And I'm looking forward to working with him, because I've been sharing with him about the Sabbath. And I don't think he has come to understand, you know, what the Sabbath rest is all about. Maybe he knows of it, but as far as experiencing it, you know, and the taking time set aside that God set aside for us to rest from our labors and to exhaust our work and to afflict our souls and to celebrate. So I need your prayers, you know, that you lift up Brandon Johnson in a mighty way, that the Holy Spirit will impress him to see the truth as it is in the Word of God, and to be willing to be obedient to every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you so much for sharing. I know that the beloved that are on the line, they're excited to hear you. I heard Sister Powell, amen, a strong amen when she heard your voice. So we thank you so much for making tonight this place, the Advent Life Ministry, the place that you are here to worship and to share and to give your testimony. We will definitely keep those prayer requests in our prayers, not only on this line, but in our secret closet as we agonize with God on behalf of the beloved. Amen and amen. So thank you so much for that as well. All right, Sister Powell, I think we got it all. I want to overlook anybody, especially that, you know, within a time like this, when you're going to bring, you know, the petition to the throne of grace. Amen?
All right. We first, this is the time, the opportunity. We have the opportunity, each one of us on the line. We heard the request of our dear beloved brothers and sisters. And first, I just want to welcome Brother Brian again once more on the line. You know, God is so good. You know, we're praying, I'm telling you. And I saw God is answering prayer that our male, you know, will really turn out back and, you know, come on this line. And God really answering our prayer. So I just want to welcome back again, Brother Brian. And I do hope that, you know, we are asking you guys, invite the men, them, that they can come out. They are the priests, and we need them, you know, in this time in the crisis that we are in. So this is the time, my dear beloved, we are going to just one prayer. And then, and I think the best person to ask is Brother Brian. Brother Brian, can you pray for us?
All right, so I'm going to open back the line for Brother Brian so that he can, I'm not sure how much of the prayer request you heard, but I just do want to share a little bit. Sister Leola is praying for her family as well. So we ask you to lift that up. Sister Consinelli is praying for her brother and thanking God for his goodness towards us. Sister, we want to lift up Sister Carla in prayer and her family as well. And Sister Barnaby, you know, and we just thank God for his goodness. And I'm asking for prayer for all of the young people, the young children, the ones that are in the church and the ones that are in the world, the students who are going through this spiritual battle, the spiritual warfare, and they don't recognize what it is. They're angry, right? They're mad. They're disrespectful. They're indisciplined. But we know that that's not, you know, that's not the flesh that they're warring within. And so I ask you for prayers for the teachers as well, and for me, and for healing and comfort as well. All right, so I'm going to close my mouth, and I'm going to open Brother Brian's line, all right? 754-802, your line is now open.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we're hearing you now. Yes, yes, sir.
Okay. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we are so grateful, Lord, for the praise report and the joy that is on this line tonight. I thank you, Father, that we have the opportunity to meet together on this line and to share our experiences that we've been having and to make our request be known. Lord, you want us to do great exploits for you. So help us, O Father, to be obedient. Help us to love you with all our heart, our mind, and our soul, so you can use us to do great exploits with you, so you can use us to do that good pleasure, to be a blessing, to be the hands and the feet, where to provide when there is a need. Lord, at this time, we want to lift up all the families that I represent this year. Please, Lord, the senior citizens, the young people, the middle-aged, Lord, ask that you do something special for the families on this line. Mr. Leola, Mr. Barnaby, pray that you bless the families here, Lord. Sister Constanelli, Lord, grant every blessing that we stand in need of. And I pray that you will open up the windows of heaven, Lord, and pour us out a blessing and let us mark the blessing to know that it is from you, Lord. Because you are the giver of every good gift, and you do not change. And we thank you for your constant love towards us, Lord. Lord, we want to lift up all the young people, Lord, that are in the valley of decision, Lord. I pray, Father, that you will help us to align ourselves with your word and your truth. And I pray for your spirit, Lord, to guide us all into your truth. As the Bible says, howbeit when he, the spirit of truth, is come, will guide us into all truth, and he will not speak of himself, but he will show us things to come. The Bible prophecy, Lord, help us to see there's a solution in the word of God. There's answers to everything that perplexes us, Lord. Please, Lord, help us to see your word as more necessary than our necessary food. And I pray that we can live by every word, Lord. So we pray, oh Father, the people, young people that might be anxious, they're not sure what the next step to take, I pray that they will look up. I pray, oh Father, that they will draw nigh unto you in Bible study, in praise, in worship, in devotions, and moment by moment, Lord, just to be thinking of you and thinking of the salvation and the example that you have left for us in self-denial. Lord, we pray that you do something for the remnant church and the leadership thereof. We ask, Lord, that you will awaken us to the great light which is shown in the educational lines, the medical missionary work, Lord, also in the help works, Lord, in the simple practical things that you want us to know what to do, especially in a time like this, that the men of Issachar, they know the times and they know what needed to be done. So, Father, we can use all of our strength in the building up of your kingdom. And we pray, oh Father, that Satan's kingdoms will be torn down, and that those that are in bondage, those that are bruised, those, oh Father, that are helpless even now, that you will be their help, that you will set the captives free, that you, oh Father, will rain down righteousness. And help us, oh Father, to see that the day is approaching. And in a few more days, we'll be going home. So help us to number our days, oh Father. Because we know not the hour. We know not when you shall call us home. So we thank you, oh Father, for the administration. Thank you for the people here on this line. And we just ask, Lord, that you will give us a double portion of thy spirit. So as we rise up, Lord, you can strengthen our hands to work and help us to win souls for you. And you tell us the tree, the righteous, is the tree of life. The fruit of the righteous is the tree of life, and he that winneth soul is wise. So let us not be unwise, God. Let us do all we can to get people's attention and point them upward, for our redemption is drawing nigh. Thank you, Lord, for hearing this prayer. And thank you for every individual, and collectively, Lord, we ask that you will continue to guide our path and help us to walk circumspectly and worthy of the high calling that you have placed upon us. And ultimately, Lord, help us to all be overcomers through Jesus, who have loved us and washed us. In your precious name we pray, the great I am that I am. Amen.
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 Amen, amen. Thank you, Brother Brian, for leading us to the throne. And now, my dear beloved brothers and sisters here, we are going to get our Bible and also our health message, the Minister of Healing, and your pen so that you can take down some notes. And the next voice you will hear is the speaker, Sister Stephanie. Thank you all for joining. Sister Stephanie, line is
Amen, yours. Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Powell. Heavenly Father, we bow before you. We just want to linger a little longer. I ask you, Lord, as we have a few moments, that you will touch my lips with coal. Move mightily on this line, Lord. Let what you need to hear, your people need to hear. We ask you, Lord, that you will let it come and pressed to their ears so that their hearts will be agitated and we will have that desire and that will to cling even closer to you. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering. Lord, we pray and touch and agree for all the prayers that have gone up. We pray that you will give us a double portion of your Holy Spirit. We're begging and we're pleading, Lord, for revival and reformation. Touch my throat even right now, Lord, so that it will be able to be clear as we present your word. We ask all of these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
All right, so,
amen.
There's so many different things that occur and have been occurring within my life this week, and I know that the enemy's angry, but I know that my Heavenly Father has shielded me, and he has given us, right, the opportunity to meet people and to share the right arm of the gospel, amen, which is our what? Which is our help message. And so I had a teacher association meeting on Monday, and I went, and I was returning home, and my daughter called for the lift, right? And so, as I said, I injured my foot, so I have not been driving over for about the last 2 months, right? And so, about the last 2.5 months, pretty much. And so, I take the lift. I used to take the lift before, you know, for convenience, and so now I really need to take it because I can't drive quite yet with my right leg that has been injured. And so I thank you for your prayers because, you know, the doctor told me that I wasn't going to be walking, and he had scheduled a surgery for me and say I needed to do it, all of that stuff. And so, but God has been healing my body, and I ask you to continue to pray for me so that I will be fully healed. Amen. And I know that God is going to heal me because he needs me to get from place to place so that I can present his word, right? And so to make a long story short, I ended up going into this lift guy, this, you know, older man, and I was in there, and it's amazing to me when I travel in the lift vehicle, I would hear stories. They would say, some of them would be really quiet, some of them would play music that, you know, my ears don't need to hear, and they don't give you the courtesy of saying, well, is that okay? Is this too loud, or do you want me to change it? Others ask. Well, I have a plethora of meetups with different individuals, but there was something about this man. And so I went in there, and he asked me, you know, how I was doing. And I said, you know, so I always say, you know, God is good. I'm so thankful to be alive. And so, you know, he was like, amen. I received that. And so in the process of the man dropping me home, it was not a long distance, the man started telling me about his entire life. I mean, the man don't know me from Adams. He started telling me his entire life. I'm not going to give you his whole name, but I'm going to ask you all in your prayer closet to pray for Mr. D. Amen. The man told me, and I know he wouldn't be embarrassed of me sharing his name, but because he did not tell me in the moment to put his name out there, but he did ask me to pray for him. You know, I'm going to ask you all to continue to pray for Mr. D, because it says the effectual fervent prayer in James 5:16, when we confess our faults one to another, the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. And so to make a long story short, the man told me about his life story. He told me he was on drugs. He was strung out, right, for over 15 years. And the Spirit of God came to him and touched him. And he was changed. And so he said that to me. He said, you know what, I'm sharing all of this to you because you walked in the room, in my room, you walked in my car, And just the mere fact of what you started off by saying, you are so thankful because God has kept you, right? It is because of God why I'm here. So I'm not going to complain, though I could. I'm not going to complain because God is so good. And he said, I had goosebumps. So he was like, when he was telling me the story and I was sharing with him, he told me about a dream that he had. I was able to, you know, quick drive-by Bible study, right? Revelation 14. I gave him the 6 through 12. I hit him with, you know, I think it was it's Revelation 18. Is that 18 or 22? I remember those who... you know, we talked about Jesus' second coming is fast approaching, right? And we can see the writing on the wall, and I hit him. He was telling me about a dream he had where he was naked, right? And he was like, you know, he was trying to run so that somebody could cover him. So I kind of, you know, kind of share with him what nakedness mean and the covering. You know, God wants to cover us with his righteousness, but when we run from him, from not abiding in him, you know, we really are run into the army of Satan. And so we talked about that, and he was like, oh my goodness, and he was telling us that, you know, telling me that he was getting up, he was being woken up every morning. Awakened, right? He would be awakened every morning at 3 o'clock, and he didn't know what to do. So I told him, I said, well, you know what? You need to start talking to God. And I told him about, you know, how Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane. He would get up early in the morning, and he would commune with his Heavenly Father. And I did that. And when I was talking, you know, going through and just sharing what the Holy Spirit, it wasn't me, sharing what the Holy Spirit put on my mouth to say to this man said to me, and where do you preach? You know, he was like, I need to come to your church. I said, well, sir, I'm not a preacher, right? I'm a woman. I'm not a preacher. God has given me some things to lay on my heart to tell you, and I'm telling you. But I told him about the church, right? I said, so he was like, you're a Seventh-day Adventist? And I said, yeah. You know, we believe in all of these things. And, you know, he and I started to talk, and we started to go into, as he was sharing the word, he said he really didn't understand the word of God. And I said, well, just go in, pray to God, ask him to give you wisdom, and open it up to somewhere that the Spirit is going to lead you, and just read. I told him the Holy Spirit will bring you into all truth, right? And I was able to, because he told me he had diabetes, all of that stuff, so I was able to give him a ministry of healing. I ran in my house. I gave him a ministry of healing. I gave him some fight, which is filled with spirulina and dandelion. I gave him some sea moss. So I gave him some things that is going to help him. Right, free sample stuff. I ain't charge him anything. I said, this is free. I want you to use it, and I want you to tell me how it makes you feel. And I want you to read this book, right? And I guarantee that God is going to transform your life. We had a conversation about tongue, and I broke it down what that meant, right? And so God is goodness. So I'm going to ask you to lift up Mr. D. I know the seed has been planted, and God is going to work. So here's my quick message for you. Today, amen. And so I'm going to go with, I give unto you power. I'm going to read a little bit from that, and that is from out of Healing, Healing of the Soul. I'm just going to read a little portion of that, and then I'm going to read a little portion of Saved to Serve, amen and amen. It says, and I'm reading from the Ministry of Healing as well, all right, page 94. It says, I give unto you power, like the 12th apostle, the 70 disciples whom Christ sent forth later received supernatural endowment as a seal of their mission. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I want to tie this up. So the whole message that I wanted to share with that encounter is that God is going to give us divine appointment, right? He is going to allow us to meet individuals, and we have to be ready. We have to be ready to present about who this God is that you profess to be a follower of. Amen? You got to be ready. My father used to say, if you stay ready, you always will be ready. And so we have to be filled with the word of God so that the Holy Spirit can bring it back to our remembrance. And I just want to give a plug. On Sabbath, we do the Chat and Chew interactive Bible study, and we are studying prayer. And the last chapter talked about being in the word, not neglecting private prayer. And I know, you know, I do read the Bible, you know, but I have not been doing it in terms of when I get up in the morning, I will do my prayer, I'll do my devotion and be in-depth and intentional. But I find that I needed to be more in the Word. And God has just been pouring out so much within my life as I get up in the morning and make sure that I'm immersing myself in the Scripture. I ask you and I bid you to try that as well. Amen? Intentionally, right? You're immersing yourself into the Word, and you're going to see how God is will transform you. Amen? And so I said, when their work was completed, they returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. Jesus answered, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Luke 10, verse 17 through 18. I'm going to read that again. I give unto you power, like the 12 apostles, the 70 disciples, whom Christ sent forth later received supernatural endowments as a seal of their mission. When their work was completed, they returned with what? Joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. Jesus answered, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Luke 10, 17 through 18. Henceforth, Christ's followers, listen to this, are to look upon Satan as a conquered foe. Upon the cross, Jesus was to gain the victory for them, that victory he desired them to accept as their own. Behold, he said, I give unto you what? Power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Verse 19. The omnipotent power of the Holy Spirit is the defense of every contrite soul. No one who in penitence and faith has claimed his protection will Christ permit to pass under the enemy's power. It is true that Satan is a powerful being, but thank God. We have a mighty Savior who casts out the evil one from heaven. Satan is pleased when we magnify his power. Why not talk of Jesus? Why not magnify his power and his love? The rainbow of promise encircling the throne on high is an everlasting testimony that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3, verse 16. It testifies to the universe that God will never forsake his children in the struggle with evil. It is an assurance to us of strength and protection as long as the throne itself shall endure. Amen and amen. Now I'm on Save to Serve. I'm just going to read a brief moment, and then I'm going to defer my time to Brother O'Neill. It is morning on the Sea of Galilee. Jesus and his disciples have come to shore after a tempestuous night on the water, and the light of the rising sun torches sea and land as with the benediction of peace. But as they stepped onto the beach, they are greeted with a sight more terrible than the storm-tossed sea. From some hiding place among the tombs, two madmen rush upon them as if to tear them in pieces. Hanging about these men are parts of chains which they have broken in escaping from confinement. Their flesh is torn and bleeding. Their eyes glared out from their long and matted here. The very likeness of humanity seems to have been blotted out. They look more like wild beasts than like men. The disciples and their companions flee in terror. But presently they notice that Jesus is not with them, and they turn to look for him. He is standing where they left him. He who stilled the tempest, who has before met Satan, have mercy, and conquered him, does not flee before these demons. when the men gnashing their teeth and foaming at the mouth approach him, Jesus raises that hand which has beckoned the waves to rest, and the men can come no nearer. They stand before him raging but helpless. With authority, he bids the unclean spirit come out of them. The unfortunate men realize that one is near who can save them from the tormenting demons. They fall at the Savior's feet to entreat his mercy. But when their lips are open, the demons speak through them, crying, "What have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us?" Matthew 8, verse 29. The evil spirits are forced to release their victims, and a wonderful change comes over the demonics. Light shines into their minds. Their eyes beam with intelligence. The countenance so long deformed into the image of Satan become suddenly mild. The blood-stained hands are quiet, and the men lift their voices in praise to God. And so I'm going to move, and I'm going to read this little portion, and I think this is important for us. And this, I'm still in Safe to Serve, and it says, "My praise shall be continually of thee." After the woman of Capernaum had been healed by the touch of faith, Jesus desires her to acknowledge the blessing she had received. The gift which the gospel offers are not to be secured by stealth or enjoyed in secret. "Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God." Isaiah 43, verse 12. Our confession of his faithfulness is heaven's chosen agency for revealing Christ to the world. We are to acknowledge his grace as made known to the holy men of God. But that which will be most effectual is the testimony of our own experience. We are witnesses for God as we reveal in ourselves the working of a power that is divine. Every individual has a life distinct from all others and an experience differing essentially from theirs. God desires that our praise shall ascend to him, marked with our own individuality. These precious acknowledgement to the praise of the glory of his grace, when supported by a Christ-like life, have an irresistible power that works for salvation of souls. And so I'm going to stop here, Sister Powell, and then we can go ahead. I heard them counting down, but I know the Holy Spirit is going to let the line be on for a little longer. So I'm going to say a prayer, and then I'm going to defer to Brother O'Neill. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the word. We thank you, Lord, that you have given us power to walk on serpent and on scorpion. You have given us power to cast the demons right into the ocean. You have given us power to speak things into existence. And we pray, Lord, as you bestow those power on us, we will take it not lightly, but we will take the torch so that your light and your spirit can work through us so that we can bring healing and comfort and encouragement to the individuals that we come in contact with. We pray that our lips will be touched so that it will be praises all throughout. We will not run from the enemy like the disciple did, but we will come boldly knowing that through your son Jesus Christ, the enemy will cave when we call out and when we cry and when we represent your son Jesus Christ. We bless your name. We give you honor, glory, and praise, and we pray that this message, we will not be doer of the words. We will not be hearer of the word, but we will in turn be doer of the word. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie. Now we will hear from Brother O'Neill.
All right, 631-552. I'm opening your line now.
Yeah, pleasure. Good evening, everyone. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for that wonderful presentation. Truly, you're living in most interesting time on planet Earth history. We know that the target of the enemy is to captivate the mind of the people so that they will not be able to understand pure truth for this time, to understand the plan of redemption. So that is one of his most telling ways that he is attacking the people. Before I start, I want to share a quote.
Are you there, Brother O'Neill?
Yeah, I'm here. Are you hearing me clear?
Okay. You dropped. Okay.
Yeah. Let me share it now.
Check your phone, Brother O'Neill, to make sure you're not on mute. We're not hearing you.
Okay, let me check. You hearing me now?
Yes, we're hearing you now. Yes, we are.
Okay.
But we're not hearing you now. Are you?
Yeah. I'm going to speak now. Give me 1 second.
Okay, all right. I didn't know if you were on mute.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just opening up an app. Ministry of Healing. Ministry of Healing, page 126, paragraph 1. So many transgress the laws of health through ignorance, and they need instruction, but a greater number know better than they do. They need to be impressed with the importance of making the knowledge a guide of life. The physician has many opportunities both of imparting a knowledge of health principles and of showing the importance of putting them in practice. By right instruction, he can do much to correct evil that are or untold harm. So living in a day and age where so much people are getting sick based on what they eat as well. And in Proverbs 23, verse 1 to 3 says, when thou sittest to eat with a ruler, consider diligently what is before thee, and put a knife to thy throat if thou be a man given to appetite. Be not desirous of his dainties, for they are deceitful meat. And also in that same chapter, in verse 7, he says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. So I want to share a 2 minutes thing. So let me pray first. Most kind, loving, eternal Father, I want to thank you for your love, your grace, your mercy. Pray for your presence in our midst. Grant us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding as we listen to this clip. May it enlighten us about most toxic things that is in the food that is out there that is causing many to be sick. Okay. Are you here now? Are you hearing me clear?
Yes, Brother O'Neill, yes, you're clear.
Okay.
Oils belong in the engines of cars.
Hold on, let me start it over. Hold on.
These are not real food products.
Wait, give me 1 second. Let me go back a bit.
And Brother O'Neill, I want to share whatever you don't get to present, I will definitely defer to you next week. So if you you could get it together again or get, you know, part two to present for next week as well. Amen?
Okay, no problem.
Amen.
Give me 1 second. All right, let me go now. Ready?
The cars, not in your food. These are not real food products. These are products made in factories. These are products that require heat and chemicals and high pressure to extract what little oil there is. The heat and chemicals used in the manufacturing process oxidizes these delicate seed oils. When you eat oxidized vegetable oils like soy, canola, corn, and safflower or sunflower, they create free radicals throughout your body that are highly inflammatory and known to cause heart disease and cancer. Why are we always trying to eat more antioxidants?
combat free radicals like the ones found in refined vegetable oils.
And then they're used by restaurants in the most carcinogenic way possible. They heat them, reheat them, cool them off, heat them again, and use them for a week. So switching to vegetable oils, to seed oils, is probably a terrible idea in the first place.
One researcher from the University of Minnesota went to a variety of fast food restaurants in her neighborhood and purchased French fries, and then took them back to her lab for testing. She found numerous compounds of toxic aldehydes in the fries. Aldehydes are known to cause gene mutation, alter RNA and DNA, and trigger massive inflammation in the body.
Vegetable oils is highly toxic, and anyone who advises people to eat vegetable oils is also giving misinformation.
I tell my clients to avoid the industrial seed oils as much as possible.
Vegetable oils belong in the engines of cars, not in your foods.
You heard that a while ago? You guys heard that information a while ago?
Yeah, Brother O'Neill. Yeah.
So you hear what he says? What it caused? Gene what? Mutation and then cause what? Inflammation and all other neurotoxic disease and all of that. Let me share something else. That this is a reading. It says here. Vegetable oil release toxic chemical, aldehydes, which cause cancer, neurodegenerative disease. Remember Christ says to us through the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. He said, therefore, brethren, I beseech you by the mercies of God that he presents your bodies as a living or a dead sacrifice. Living sacrifice.
Holy.
So, acceptable unto God, which is what? Your reasonable service. Be not what? Conformed to this world, but to be transformed by what? The renewing of the mind.
The renewing of the mind.
Oh, the mind can be renewed, that we can prove what is acceptable, will of God. That's why we have so much tardiness when sermons are preaching in our churches. Many people fast asleep because the food that they are eating causes them to lose energy. It has a degenerative work on the mind. So who is bearing all this? One of the quotes that every Adventist should remember is Temperance, page 12. That Satan, he pollute everything. He pollute the grain. He pollute the corn.
Mm-hmm.
He pollute the wheat.
Mm-hmm.
It's his aim to destroy. So he's in the lab. The man is saying that these Weston's oil and all these brand name oil that is on the shelf in the supermarket, they're industrialized thing that can use into car, supposed to be used in car, not in the human body.
Mm-hmm.
But who is behind it? The devil. Because his ultimate goal is to destroy man's brain. You know that the brain is the only medium where God can communicate with man. So if he can destroy the brain, he can destroy the man. That's why we see so much influx of things from 2020. Influx of things to try to destroy, overwhelm. If you see the amount of things that happen, a lot of people are suffering from mental disorder now more than ever before. A lot of our young people are premature death. Based on all these things. They're putting everything, he's rolling out everything one behind the other because his ultimate goal is to destroy man. And he will not stop at nothing because that is him. Because he knows that his days is done. There's no eternity for his eternal destruction is coming for him. So he needs more people to be destroyed with himself. His ultimate goal is to wipe out humanity. So I just want you guys to be careful when you go to the store to shop in. Make sure that you're getting good quality stuff. So start using, if it is pressed, grapeseed oil, walnut oil if it is pressed, avocado oil, if it is pressed, cold pressed oils, coconut oil, cold pressed as well, olive oil, linseed oil, flaxseed oil, Brazilian nut oil as well if it is pressed, cold pressed. But oil that you should avoid is palm oil, cottonseed oil. Most, you know, that soybean is one of the most easiest grain that they can use to be GMO. And they have used, and if you check out majority of the stuff that is in the supermarket store, have soybean in it because it is industrialized. Vegetable oil, corn oil, granola oil, sunflower oil, and now they have a name for canola oil if you didn't know. A next name they use for canola oil called safflower oil. And you have a next name that they use for it again, rapeseed, rape, R-A-P-E, rapeseed oil. So you have to know what's inside what you're getting. When you go to many of these so-called plant-based restaurants, many of them are using the pure coconut oil or the pure olive oil. They're using these oil because it is cheaper and it helped them to save a lot of money. So they're not giving you what you should be getting. They're giving you what they choose to give you. So seeds oil are the most unhealthy staple on the American diet. Just about everything you eat, especially if it comes from a restaurant or out of a package, contain seeds oil. If you check most of the product that you see, you will go to buy one of those plant-based burgers. I mean, you check it out. It have been granola oil or some of these toxic. Why they don't put the writing in it? If you're promoting health, promote it right, but they're not promoting health. They're promoting wealth. So it says they have been marketed as art healthy because they stay liquid at room temperature. Americans were sold a lie that saturated fat, such as virgin oil and virgin coconut oil and virgin olive oil, harden at room temperature, and this clogging effect was said to also happen in your artery, which is a lie. Also false. Seed oils like granola oil, grape seed oil, what I said earlier, and safflower oil and other vegetable oil are highly toxic because of the content of the acid, predominant N6 polysaturated fat acid, that is naturally found in very small amount in animal fats and tallow. For reference, seeds oil contain anything from 37 oleic acid. Tallow only has 2%. So you see, these people know what they are doing. So we have to be careful of what many vegan restaurants prepare as food, which made from toxic oils. So it says in Proverbs 23, verse 20, and 21, it says, "Be not among wine bibbers, among rioters, eaters of flesh. For the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and the drowsiness shall clothe a man with rags." So it says, for the drunkard and the glutton. So how come somebody can become drunk and glutton? We talk about fermentation in the stomach, right? Fermentation in the stomach can cause somebody to be drunk. Yes. So that's what, who is telling us that? Solomon. Solomon went backward, and he was living anyhow he wanted to live. And he's writing this book based on his wisdom that his folly that he did, so he could put it in and show that all this is vanity. In Ecclesiastes, it says, vanity, vanity, all is vanity. When we recount the life that he was living, it was vanity. He said, Proverbs 24, verse 13, "My son, eat thou honey, because it is good, and the honeycomb, which is sweet to thy taste." So God wants us to eat that which is good. And also a little thing I want to share here from a
Brother O'Neill. What I'm gonna ask you to do, and I'm gonna defer to Sister Powell as we're coming up at 9:16. We will let you do part two next Thursday. So if you could kind of just wrap that up. Right? Are you able to do that? Right? So that you can give the in-depth information as to what you have prepared that you wanted to share. You could continue part.
I'm finishing now. Just the last thing I'm sharing right now. The soul is antidepressant. Soul is what? Antidepressant. Not the pharmaceutical drugs. Soul is antidepressant. The smell of microbacterium, Basil, a microbacterium found in soil, compost, and leaf mold lights up neurotransmitter that release serotonin, a mood-lifting hormone. So what? When you play in the soil, it gives you, it lights up your neurotransmitter that release serotonin, that good hormone. So when you have that serotonin level, the happy hormone, we can able to do great things. And that's why, and that's why, the word of the Lord declared that a merry heart is like good medicine, and a broken spirit dries up the bone. So when we play in the soil, it helps so much. And especially, I'm gonna give you guys something that you guys can do on your own. When you go outside in the soil, take off your shoes, and you'll see a different level of connection. We are so insulated most of the time. So we always have on our shoes or slippers in the house, and we never walk in bare feet on the soil. I'm telling you, our research has been done, and a guy took about 300 persons outdoor who have chronic illness and told them no shoes for 1 week. And when they do a check on them, majority of their disease side just by walking bare feet. So thank you, Sister Paul and Sister Stephanie, for giving me the opportunity to share.
No problem, no problem. We were blessed. Thank you. We always want you to get the adequate time to present the information that I know that you have for God's people. So we thank you so much for taking the time to share that with us, and for God holding back the click off of the line. They were counting down when I was reading, and God gave us some additional time. I do want to share something that Sister Carla wrote on the screen that I'm looking at, which is powerful because it connects to what you were saying and it connects to what we were reading, and it's from the Council of Health. And it says, "We are living in the midst of an epidemic of crime at which thoughtful, God-fearing men everywhere stand aghast. The corruption that prevails, it is beyond the power of the human pen to describe. Every day brings fresh revelation of political strife, bribery, and fraud." We heard that in what they're giving us to eat in the food. It's being made in the lab, right? "Every day brings its heart-sickening record of violence and lawlessness." I'm seeing that in my classroom with two second graders, 7-year-old and 8-year-old. "Of indifference to human suffering, of brutal, fiendish destruction of human life. Every day testify to the increase of insanity, murder, and suicide. Who can doubt that satanic agency are at work among men with increasing activity to distract and corrupt the mind and defile and destroy the body?" This is from Council of Health, page 25. Paragraph 1. "And while the world is filled with these evils," did we just not read about the evil men, the demons that came in front of the disciples and in front of Jesus? "The gospel is too often presented in so indifferent a manner as to make but little impression upon the consciences or the lives of men. Everywhere there are hearts crying out for something which they have not. You have the everlasting gospel that you can share with others, right? They long for a power that will give them mastery over sin, a power that will deliver them from the bondage of evil, a power that will give health and life and peace. Many who once knew the power of God's word have dwelt where there is no recognition of God, and they long for the divine presence." Council of Health, page 25, paragraph 2. "The world needs today what it needed 1900 years ago, a revelation of Christ. A great work of reform is demanded, and it is only through the grace of Christ that the work of restoration physical, mental, and spiritual can be accomplished. The Ministry of Healing, page 142, 143, 1905, Council of Health, page 25, paragraph 3. All of this, bless the Holy Spirit, bless God for tying up, working in order of everything that was presented on this line for us to glean what and where we are in Earth's history and what is our mission, what is our purpose. Sister Powell, I will defer it to you and you can go into closing thought and closing prayer.
Okay, we just want to thank you for that quote and also thank Sister Carlo, Brother Honeil for that presentation. And we are asking if we could get it more, you know, get it right, either email it to Advent Light or the Health so that, you know, we could send it out to our sisters and brother. Because those are powerful information that God wants his children to hear. And also to know what is coming down upon the earth as we ready. So we want to thank Brother O'Neill for the presentation. We want to thank Sister Stephanie for coming on, presenting the message, and also reading the course, Sister Carlin, everyone, Brother Brian, and everyone. We told Brother Eli that he was supposed to be, when he come on the last program, he will sing. So just let him sing one verse, and then that song will close us off.
Amen.
Let's pray. Father, we just want to thank you. We praise you and we bring honor and glory. How great you are to us, Lord. We thank you that the angel was dispatched, the Holy Spirit within our heart, and the angel was dispatched right around each one of your sons and your daughter on this line this night. And we ask you, Father, to guide and to protect and to help us, dear Lord, that we who have the light, to let our light shine wherever we go to draw others to you. Thank you for everything you have done in our life and on this land. We pray in Jesus' name with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, Brother Eli, thank you, Sister Powell, Brother Eli. And we're so grateful. We thank all of the returning, wonderful, beloved members of this ministry, Sister Barnaby and Brother Brian. We thank you for joining us, and we pray that you will be here on more Advent Life Health Thursday. Amen and amen. All right, Brother Eli, 857-505. You can close us out with great.
Amen, amen, Sister Stephanie. I got to sing that song, Sister Stephanie, again, just like Sister Bernadette sing that song. Great is my faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no morning to my Father, great is my faithfulness unto his word. Great is my faithfulness, Sister Power. Great is my faithfulness. Morning by morning, mercy.
Amen, amen, amen. May God bless you all. May he shine his face on you. Remember, tomorrow, Advent Life Ministry continue on Friday with Sister Carla as your host, doing their Vesper, and then Sister Leola on Sunday as well. And then you're adding another with Monday, the study with Brother Richardson. No more information to that will be given out. And also, if you are in the Louisiana area, June 14. I hope I'm getting it right. Advent Light will be doing an evangelistic ministry session out there in Louisiana, and so more information will be coming. I think the window is June 14th. June 4th, and it's going to be like a week.
I think it's later on. Maybe it will June. You will get the time.
Okay. All right. Sister Leola? Sister Leola, what's the time again? June 14th? All right. Okay. More information will be coming up, but it's in the month of June. And so kind of, you know, save the date. They're about, I think, you know, that's around the time frame. And so I pray that God will shine his face down on you and give you peace and give you all of his countenance upon you. Amen and amen. God's blessing, peace, and love to you. Good night, everyone.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Amen.